This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. I think we have something fun for you coming up. Before I get to that, I just want to say thanks for being a regular listener. Hopefully you've enjoyed all the shows and you're telling your friends and spreading the word. You can also go on several sites like Apple and Podchaser and do reviews, which would be much appreciated to rate and review us. We also hope you've been enjoying our special little bonus pieces, An Audience of One, short 5 to 10 minute podcast where it's just some jokes and comedy from comics that I know you've enjoyed on the podcast over this last year or so. Okay, so let's get on with this week's show. So what I've done is gone to the archives from 1985 and pulled two great bits. Coming up a little bit later, live in concert from 1985, Jay Leno, very good friend of ours, was a regular act at the club. And during the mid-80s, I would bring him in on Thanksgiving Eve to do a live concert at the Sacramento Community Center Theater. We always sold out. It was always a blast. And he had opening acts like Seinfeld, Yakov Smirnoff, Dana Carvey, and others. But Jay was the star. Very funny set coming up from him. But to get things started, from a TV show I produced for the Fox Network, a one-hour special in 1985, here is a set by a comedy team where one of the gentlemen is sighted and the other is not. The name of the comedy team was O'Brien and Valdez, a couple of very funny guys that worked together for many years and worked our club several times. And I think you'll hear from this TV set that they were very funny. Now, you'll also hear Willie Tyler and Lester, as they were the MC of this particular TV show I produced, and they'll be introducing O'Brien and Valdez. You'll hear a short set from them, and then we'll come back and introduce Jay Leno. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this week's show. Let's get ready for some great comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Tyler and Lester introducing O'Brien and Valdez. Okay.
You know, thank you. You know what, Les, do you like comedy teams? Hey, I'm a comedy team then, you know what I mean? Well, you know, this next act that's coming out now, one is one can see and one is, you know, unsighted. You know what I mean? Really? Yeah, one is sighted. You know what that means? Yeah, he can see. The other one's, you know, unsighted. I know what that means, man. In other words, he's like us. No. But anyway, to make a long story short, would you do the honors? I'd be glad to, man. Go right ahead. I know him. Go right ahead. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, O'Brien and Valdez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Les. Glad to be here, gang. We are O'Brien and Valdez. Good to be in Sacramento, huh?
Like to introduce my partner to you. This here's my partner, Jim O'Brien. He's the sighted guy.
It's Alex Valdez. He happens to be blind.
Hey, but it's cool. I have no car payments. Thank you very much. We are very happy to be here on the show tonight. I'm feeling especially proud wearing my brand new tuxedo. My partner, Jim, bought me. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You're looking good, Fred Astaire.
Yeah, it took two paychecks, and I think it's worth it. Thank you, man.
Anything, things are going real good for us. Right now, we're on our world tour. After this, we're heading to...
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove, right?
Thank you.
Somebody got to do it.
It's our turn. Yeah.
Going first class, no more bus.
Nah, we take Amtrak now.
Get up in the car, walk from car to car in the train.
Listening to the clickety-clack of the wheels.
Caboose, don't kill yourself.
All right. That's why we don't fly, by
yeah,
the way.
That's yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, let's loosen up. Let's tell them a little bit about ourselves. Tell them a little background on us.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Don't lie.
I ain't going to lie no more. It's TV.
All right, Jim, if you lie tonight, you're going to hear that buzzer.
You got my word.
Let's shake on it.
All right, we'll shake. You don't trust me.
Big A, what's happening?
How you doing, old
people? All right. See ya.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Not bad for a blind dude, huh?
Not too bad for a white boy either, huh?
Anyway, my glory days was high school. I was the quarterback of the football team. Made love to all the cheerleaders. I had a couple cheerleaders. Touched a fat girl in biology. I wasn't into sports. About your high school?
Well, high school is a little different for me in respect. I happen to go to an all-disabled high school.
What's the name?
Handicap High.
What, do you have two able parking spots out in front?
Yeah, but we parked in them anyway. We didn't care.
Uno.
Then we could not try to walk normal.
All right, all right.
I'll tell you the truth, though. Lunchtime was the best time, man.
Spilling stuff?
No. See, me and some of my blind buddies, we get together, tie some of the C&I dogs up to the wheelchairs, have chariot races down the halls.
All right.
Speaking of racing, I'm taking up jogging now. Quit smoking. I'm going to start running every day.
You're going to run.
Every morning at crack of noon.
I'm gone.
Matter of fact, you ought to start running, too.
No way, Jim. I don't know about jogging with a cane, partner.
Hey, you're my partner. You don't jog with no stinking cane. Get you a damn weed eater.
Gotta watch that stomach, buddy.
Kind of feel like my girlfriend's butt.
Hey, it kind of does. Good idea, man.
Leave it alone. Alex Valdez.
Jim O'Brien.
Thanks, gang.
That was the comedy team of O'Brien and Valdez, a very talented duo of comics that came to the club regularly through the 80s. And in this particular case was doing a short set for our Fox TV special from 1985. There was a few visuals in there. They do an urban handshake, and also they did a bit where they're walking through a train. So hopefully you were able to visualize that. But very funny couple of guys, and it was great to be able to showcase them on this podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the star of this week's show, none other than Jay Leno, who appeared live on stage in concert in 1985. That's the theme today. And this was taped live at the Sacramento Convention Theater as a Thanksgiving Eve event. I did several of these. They were always sold out, and the opening act was Dana Carvey. And here he is, and he interacts with the audience, has great material. Please enjoy the comedy of Jay Leno.
You know that. Oh, those laughs unlimited, folks. Oh, people up there in the balcony there, how you guys doing? Guess that's pretty much our remedial section there. There is a 400 SAT minimum to get in, I guess. Some of you are not. Oh, there's a good crowd. Look at these people hanging right on the edge there, right in the... How are you guys doing? Pretty good then? How about that lady has both her hands up? What do you do? Wait a minute. Apparently some sort of quadra head up there. Perhaps if one person could speak, it would make it easier here. What do you do? She seems to have fallen three flights, ladies and gentlemen. You work for Pacific Bell. Now what is your job when the... What is your job when the repair line rings? You're not to answer it. I hate dealing with the phone company. They act like your parents, don't they? If you break your phone, they try to teach you a lesson by making you stay in one day next week. You know. You broke your phone. You're grounded Friday between 9 and 5. No, do not. What time will be there, young man? You just sit and wait. You know. It's a true story. My phone breaks. I make an appointment to get it fixed on Wednesday. I went all day Wednesday. Nobody comes. Thursday, I'm real mad. I call from a payphone. Woman says, "Oh, we couldn't get out to your house yesterday. We tried to reach you, but apparently your phone is out of order." I says, "When can you fix the phone? We'll be home Thursday." I said, "Yeah, I'll be home Thursday between 9 and 5. Thursday comes. I'm up at 8 o'clock. I'm standing at the front door for 7 hours waiting for this guy. Finally, at 4:30, I can't take any longer. I go in the bathroom for 2 minutes. I come out. There's a note on the door. Sorry, we missed you. You know that. How about the lady in the black there? What do you teach you as well? What grade? You teach adults. There's some kind of this, some sign of a surrogate thing there. Now, what do you teach? Computer? Computer school. So when they get out, they can do what? Hand out tokens at the arcade? I see. How about this gentleman, sir? What do you do? Data processing as well. And the young lady? You don't do anything. Guess mom and dad are pretty proud. Now, have you thought about doing stuff? I guess this way, when you retire, it makes that transition to the private sector a little bit easy. Any kind of job in the future, maybe? Anything you... This is what? Probably fast foods. Well, certainly a rewarding career at best, certainly. That's sure, the pay is low and the hours are hard, but gee, you get a lot out of it, don't you? They, probably want to go into the fast... Boy, it's hard to believe the Japanese are ahead of us, huh? Now, a lot of people... See, what is responsible? Where is ambition? See, a lot of people have this attitude now. Look at the games. Games like Trivial Pursuit. Now, this game could only exist in the 1980s, when you think about it. Huh? What do people do with their spare time? You go 100 years ago. George Washington Carver, ooh, gee, you sit around at night, you try to dream up how you get more crops from a single seed, or Amelia Earhart, you fly around the world, Thomas Edison, you invent the light. Now the brightest, most intelligent people around, they sit around at night going, okay, what was Goober's middle name? You know, there's no... Any parents? Anybody got kids? That's it? What, they do radiation testing here in the 60s? 3,000 sterile people. Dear Dave. No, the... No, oh, all right. Now, who had children? We had anybody down here have children? Or maybe that's why you people have been sequestered down here, I guess. God in his infinite wisdom have locked you people out of the genetic code, more or less. Do you have children, sir? Not a one. What are you, Amish? No, you don't have any children, sir. Throw mama from the train a kiss, that kind of thing? Not a one. Who has kids? This lady, how many you have there? Two. I don't think we need the visual aid. Two is pretty clear. Is that your husband there? No. Now, where are the kids now? Would he just put a bowl of food on the floor? You go out for the evening? Is that kind of a feral child? They pretty much fend for themselves. You got a babysitter tonight? They're with dad. Gee, think the kids really like massage parlors and things? Is that a good atmosphere for them, really? Who else had children over here? You had children, sir. Oh, these two? All of them. Oh, that's certainly a good dad there, sir. That's very good. Pretty strict, not too strict, more or less Lord of the Flies down at your house, I guess. Just piggy on the chandelier. And who's worse? What is it, sir? You're pointing... This is your wife here, sir? Kind of a classy guy there, ladies and gentlemen. This is your sister. Is this, are you on a date? Is this one of these something with Amelia kind of dates, sir, possibly? And she certainly seems proud to be out with her big brother tonight, huh? Think of some local toughs you can drop her off with on the corner, sir, after you're through here. Now, what does your sister do? Well, maybe we could go right to her directly, sir, and kind of eliminate her attorney. Now, what do you do, the sister? Well, thank you very much. What, advertising? Public relations consultant. What does that mean? You have your own sandwich board, kind of a Edith Joseph. And how are you two gentlemen doing? Pretty good? I guess your girls are probably stuck in traffic or something, huh? They probably got the showtime confused, and I guess I see some headlights. That's probably them circling. Yeah, that... Trying to, you'll laugh later about the mix-up. You can talk about the funny things that happened. Yeah, about the guy you met with the sister. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Okay, now how about you, sir? What do you do? Obviously, when you're not, you sell insurance. Now what kind? Is that that Eye of Stone? Get hit by a buffalo in a hailstorm? What was it? All kinds of insurance, sir. My, I like the school insurance. Lose an eye and the left leg. You get. You remember those things you see? But you had to lose them in that order. That was the trick. Dude. If you lost an eye and the right leg, policy null and void, null and void. Nixay, hixay. How about you, sir? Electronic technician. And you went like this, sir. I guess that the international symbol for the deaf of electronic technician. I see, sir. In case anybody missed it. That's great. And this is the dad over here. Mom here tonight, too? No? No, just... Dads are fun. I have a good time with my dad. Mothers and daughters do this great. I was thinking about this the other day. My dad's birthday was a couple of months ago. My dad was 75 on his last birthday. And I thought, well, gee, I never officially told my dad that I love him. I mean, he knows I love him, and I know he loves me, but I never officially said it. See, women do this good. You see mothers and daughters all the time. So where was I? Oh, I was in Nashville. I figured, geez, I was in Raleigh, North Carolina. I figured, geez, this time on my dad's birthday, rather than just, I'll call him up, tell him I love him, make it official so he knows. You know, this is the most awkward thing. I dial the phone. My father answers the phone the same way he's been answering the phone for 75 years. Yellow! You know, he can't say hello. He got to go, yellow! You know, hi, Dad, happy birthday. Who's this? Then it's me, Dad. Oh, hello, son. Well, thank you for the birthday greeting. I said, yeah, Dad, I was thinking about you down here in Raleigh, you know, birthday, 75, been a pretty good dad, you know. God forbid something should happen there. You know, I just want to let you know, kind of like, you know, because... He goes, what? I can't hear you. And nothing. I was thinking about you being 75, certainly been a good dad, you know, just... Want you know, like you, that kind of stuff. You're stuck, you want me to come get you? I said, no, I'm not stuck, I'm fine. I said, I was thinking about you being 75, you know, you've been a good dad and all that stuff. I just want to let you know that I, you know, that I love you. I want to let you know that I love you. Oh, you love me? Okay, I'm going to put your mother on the line now. I said, okay, Dad. I got talking to you, Dad. Moms are fun. I come from the East originally, so I have the old round kind of mom. You know those little Pepperidge Farm 4x4 moms? You know the, you know that little iron tank model you can't get out here? You know that na-na-na-na-na-na? You know, kind of moms that iron socks? You know that? They iron the toe of the sock in case your shoe falls off someplace important. People know you come from a good home. That'll... Christmas coming. Any dads play Santa? Play Santa, sir, at Christmas? No? Maybe when they're a little older, 21, 22, I guess. I maybe can understand the story a little better, yeah. Any dads here dress up, play Santa? What's that? Your dad does? Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. Yeah, peace in the world. Why not? Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Did your dad put on the costume and everything? Sure, why not? Yeah, crazy. Let's keep things moving. See, my dad would never put on the costume. Christmas time was my dad's time of year to get even for everything we'd done wrong the year before. Geez, I remember being 6, 7 years old, something like that, on this Lionel train with the coal car and the automatic crossing guard. And they kept saying, gee, Dad, you think Santa's going to bring it this year? Oh, my dad loved it. He's, well, I don't know, Mother. Is Santa even going to come around this year? Yeah, it'd be a shame if Santa was to crash and burn in the hill somewhere with all those toys on board. And trying to sleep Christmas Eve when you're a kid, you know, you try to make yourself go to sleep. You know. About 1 o'clock in the morning, you always hear my dad downstairs under the tree making all those Christmassy noises, you know. I can't get this piece of shit to go together, the goddamn thing. You know. Is that you down there, Santa? Hey, shut the hell up there. I'll come slap your face. That'll put you to sleep. You know, I come down Christmas morning. What happened to the coal car? Santa got pissed. He kicked it against the wall, all right? You wanted that goddamn stupid thing? Play with it. Let me see you play with it. Oh, it was a frightening experience. Finding out about Santa, that was the worst. I found out the truth about Santa the worst way. You know, most kids are lucky. You find out about Santa from an older brother and sister. Maybe the kids at school, hey, you know, there's no Santa. You shut up! You know, you go there. See, I found out. My mom took me to Macy's in New York City. They had the whole Santa's Village set up, you know. And there's a big line of kids waiting to see Santa. I'm the next kid. I'm the next kid. The next kid. And the little girl elf comes out with the sign. Oh, Santa's going to the North Pole. He'll be back at 1. You know, I'm thinking, the North Pole. Geez, I got to, you know, I want to talk to Santa. I can't wait in the North Pole. You know, I started crying. My mom comes, oh, what's the matter? Then I saw the door, and I think, gee, maybe if I just burst through the door, I can catch Santa before he goes to the North Pole. You know, I said, I run through the door, North Pole, a bottle of Jack Daniels. He's got the little elf up against the wall like this. Santa! Santa! It's a horrible thing for a child to see. Buying a tree, that's a... Oh, I get screwed every year with these tree guys. You know, my wife is a big fan of... I mean, I like Christmas, but we always have to buy our tree exactly the 2 weeks before Christmas. And this is when you always get screwed by those guys, you know. I always wind up yelling at the guy. You know what I like to do? Here's what I like to do. After I bought my tree and I've been screwed by the guy, Christmas Eve, about 10 minutes to 12, I like to drive across town to another tree lot. You know, walk around a little bit. Get the tree salesman following behind you. Oh, how are you? That 75-foot tree, what's it, 10 minutes to 12? Give you a buck for it, all right, pal? Yeah, sure, and throw some great gifts and presents. Sure, mister, no problem. People always say the same thing. We should all keep the Christmas spirit year-round. Gee, you know, it would be nice, but it doesn't even last until Christmas is over. I mean, look at the way people treat the Christmas tree. Remember the day you buy the tree? Oh, don't tie it too tight to the roof of the car. Oh, drive slowly. All the needles will blow off. Oh, don't make those things too tight at the bottom. Plenty of water. Keep it moist. Not too many ornaments. Oh, geez, the minute those presents are open, get that fire trap out of here. Gonna burn the house down with that goddamn thing. Every year it was the same thing. My mom and I would put the ornaments away. My dad would take the tree, put it in the trunk of the car, wait till a few minutes after midnight, drive 2 blocks, throw it in our neighbor's yard. You get the hell out of there, you know. Next day our neighbor would trace the trail of pine needles down the street, you know. Every year my father would have a fight. You threw a tree in my yard this year? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Hey, we're Shiites. We don't have a tree. Get the hell out of here, pal. But I always like to come back to Sacramento. I go to my favorite little bookstore right over here. Goldie's, you been down there? You ever been to that place?
12th Avenue.
Is that where it is, sir? Gee, it's hard to believe you were the one that went there, sir. Possibly. Trying to pawn off your sister again, sir, is that it? Raise some extra money for fatty foods, no doubt. In the old days, you say something about a guy's sister, you get punched. This guy, no, please, make fun of my sister, please. Have you been to Goldie, sir, for real? Do you get down there? No, absolutely. No, God forbid you, sir. How shocking that I would have picked you. I think if God does not destroy Goldie's, he really owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. You know, I always like those little signs they have for mature adults only. Yeah, most mature adults like to stand in little booths with their pants at their ankles watching movies. Now, that's a pretty good sign of maturity, isn't it? I mean, God forbid if some immature person should somehow sneak past the tight security that they have. I always like the ones that pretend to have something legitimate. They have signs like, we sell marital aids. I love what these people define as a marital aid. I mean, somehow to me, a 4-foot vibrator that takes 30 D-size batteries. This is not a marital aid. This is a jackhammer as far as I'm concerned. I mean, your wife goes out of town, you could break sidewalks with this thing. Well, she's rather a small woman. You sure won't kill her with this model? You know, sparks are flying out of it. It's not UL approved for our electrical friend. Another big item, the inflatable party doll. You ever seen one of these? This is a doll men take home. They blow it up. It looks like a girl. They can do whatever they want with this thing. This is amazing. 2,000 years of civilization, man has progressed to the point of screwing balloons. I mean, if I was female, I'd be very insulted by something like this. Like the ad on the side of the box says, she's just like a real woman. You know, how many real women, you know, sleep like this? You know, I did see advertising. I'm not making this up. It's an actual product, a thing called edible underwear. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, this woman is... Do you own any of this? No, you've just seen it in other people's homes, I guess, more or less. I didn't make it up, right? Comes in different flavors, strawberry, orange. Surprisingly, the veal parmesan is quite good, surprisingly. So you know the sad thing about a product like edible underwear? Look, let's face it, after a couple of years, a lot of guys are just not romantic. Women go out, they buy this stuff, they take it home, they make themselves look very attractive, they put on the edible underwear, they get into bed, guy gets into bed, eats the underwear. Thanks, honey, that was great. Hey! Oh, no more for me, honey. Now, what are we having tomorrow night? Hey! In fact, now they have the edible underwear for men. Did you know that? In fact, right now I'm wearing the Swanson Big Man Boxer Short Dinner. Can you see that extra helping of potatoes in there? How do you handle a hungry man? Man. How about male strip shows? Have those up here? Who's been? Have you been? Now, how often do you go, generally? 6-7 nights a week? How often do you go? Been to 2. What, Easter, Christmas, that kind of thing? Now, what made you go the 2 times? Was it a special show? And where they have, like, Rex the Human Tripod performing, some kind of a big program you want to try and catch the... Now, where is it, around here? In Carmichael. Down the street from Goldie, he said. Now, what is the law there? The men go all the way, or they have to keep a class ring or something like that? They take everything off? What, like a G-string? You know what, the women putting money? Now, did you put any money? See, if you want to get better dancing, put some Ben Gay on the money. That kind of, yo, kind of liven the show up a little bit. Well, that's fair. Men have had that stuff for years. Playboy, Penthouse. The worst is Hustler. You ever seen Hustler magazine? You know, I have a friend who's a gynecologist. I show him Hustler. He says, gee, I have no idea what that is. Yeah. You better get a surgeon down here to take a look at that. So who would be on a date tonight? Would this be a date tonight, sir, the gentleman? It's not a date. I'm not an attorney, sir. I'm not going to show up in some palimony suit on her behalf. It's not a date? Oh, you're married. Oh, yeah. God forbid you should take her out, sir, I guess. But anyway. So, well, that's fine. Are you taking her to dinner tonight? No. You look like you don't even understand the concept, sir. She came from... She came from San Francisco, and you came 100 miles in the other direction. This is the perfect marriage for you then, apparently, sir. Well, now, what were you doing in San Francisco? Oh, well. Kind of a sad thing, I guess, pretty much. Who else would be on a date? How about the friend of the guy with the sister here? Is this a date, sir? No, it's your wife. I guess your date couldn't make it, sir. Is that what you're saying? Anybody on a date? Date, sir? I guess I could say that, sir. Did you take her to dinner? She took you. Well, hey, you must... It's your birthday tonight, sir. Well, happy birthday to you there. Where'd you go to dinner? Bull Market. What did you have there? Stay away from the oysters, sir, really. So you had a steak tonight, sir. Pretty nice place? Well, no, that's kind of... Well, she was paying, though. You didn't take her, sir. Now, what do you do when you take her out? So you rummage through the dumpster over here, probably, back at the Chinese restaurant? McDonald's, yeah. See, the biggest mistake a woman can make, I think, is complimenting a restaurant before the order is in, because most men are just out to impress the woman, and once she's impressed, they try to chintz her out of the meal. Yeah, have you had that happen? The woman will go, this is a beautiful place. Oh, do you like it? Great. Yeah, waiter, I'm going to have the surf and turf, the steak and lobster combination, and... Yeah, I think she just wants the child's Jell-O. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. I tell you, Scott took me to a great little out-of-the-way steak place. Pretty exclusive. The Sizzler, you been down there? Whew, I tell you, I had the gristle and baked potato fabulous. There's nothing I enjoy more than cold meat on an orange tray with a bunch of high school kids having a pneumonia fight in the back room there. And I love that salad bar, a.k.a. compost pile they have there. 50 tons of ragweed, a little bit of okra mixed in there. Where did I go the other day in L.A.? Gee, you know, I've been in L.A. almost 9 years. I never went. Bob's Big Boy? Bob's, I thought it was a gay place. What a screwball joint is. I go in there and order a hamburger. The hamburger comes, got a bun, it's got the meat in the middle, it's got a bun on the top. On the top bun, it's got a pickle with a toothpick through it on top of the bun. I'm looking at this thing, I say to myself, they can't even assemble it correctly. Plus, I got the worst logo, that big fat ass kid out in the yard. Here's another heart attack waiting to happen. Why don't you put Jack LaLanne in front of the building? You want people to come in, not some walking ad for cholesterol. Plus, it's a fire hazard. People trying to get out of the building, this big fat ass blocking the doorway there. Heard your boy was killing a big boy fire. No, he got out of the fire, okay? So he hit his head in that ass coming around the building. Must have hit that left buttock going about 9 miles an hour. How many more people have to die on that ass before they move there?
Well, that was Jay Leno live on stage, and I think it's terrific that you could hear him doing some interaction with the audience, some great material. This guy would do an hour and a half show, so much material, so clean, so funny, and I know you enjoyed it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the comedy team of O'Brien and Valdez, and of course, Jay Leno. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.